Hello and welcome everyone to the Omega Opinion. I am the Alpha.
And I am the Omega.
And today is Groundhog Day. And so I figured for our first show, we should talk about time travel. Now, Omega, what is Groundhog Day the day? Like, why do we celebrate Groundhog Day?
Because I don't know.
What happens on Groundhog Day?
Well, so they take the groundhog out of his burrow. So if he sees his shadow, it means 6 more weeks of winter. If there is no shadow, it means it is springtime.
But he
does not control the weather.
He does not control the weather. All right. So you saw the movie Groundhog Day, right?
Yes.
All right, what happens in the movie, The Groundhog Day?
So, a reporter is at Groundhog Day, and I'm not going to do this fully because it was a long time ago, and I can't really remember, because...
You don't have to tell the whole story.
He is kind of a J-word, and so the next day... The same exact day comes. So he's like stuck in a time loop until he gets nicer. And in that time, it doesn't work because he's going into the same day over and over and over again. So it won't stop until he becomes nice. Yeah. That's all I can recite.
So it's a moral lesson, but it's also pretty much time travel, right?
Yeah.
Because he gets to live the same day over and over and over again.
Yeah, but he's not happy about it.
Well, I mean, would you be happy living the same day over and over again?
No, if it were doomsday or zombie apocalypse. Yes, if it were the most best day in my life.
Yeah, but the best day of your life, but you want it eventually... to move on, right?
Yeah, because it would get boring after a while.
Well, yeah.
And I'd see the same stuff over and over and over again. I'd be like, make this stop! After like a month or two.
Well, yeah, and nobody really knows how long he was stuck in the time loop, but it might have been a long time. And, you know, if he never stopped being a J-word, he might have been stuck in that time loop forever.
Yeah.
And that would just not be cool. So today we're talking about time travel. Omega, what is time travel?
Time travel is the thing where you build a machine and you can set the time and you can either go forward in time or backwards in time. You should watch Back to the Future because that's a pretty good explanation of time travel.
Well, why do you need a device? Can't you just time travel without a device? Like if you step into a portal or something like that?
You can step into a portal, but you need a device to create the portal. You could either have in the future, they use a DeLorean, which is a car. So it travels to high speed at 85 miles an hour, then they go back. 88. And then they go back or forward in time. Now, in this Doritos commercial, it was a cardboard box. So you went in and the kid sent you back in time. I mean, forward in time. And it was 60 years later.
It wasn't. It's not, to be fair. It's just that was supposed to be a joke. Like the kid was just doing it to get his Doritos. So I want to ask you, traveling forwards or backwards in time, isn't traveling forwards in time just like aging, getting older?
Yes, but except you don't get older. You can, go forward in time, happens, though you can't mess with it, or else if you go back to the past could be totally different.
So you can, if you go to the future, you can change things, but you go to the past, you can't.
Yeah. So if you go back to the time you came from after you went to the future, time would be a little different. Now, if you went back in time, if you changed anything, so like if you killed an ant, then all the people that saw that ant would be nothing, would be not there because that ant is dead, and your the present that you came from, which is right now, it would be totally different.
From just one little ant.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how much of an impact does one little ant have on society.
It makes a huge impact because the ants would walk on sidewalks, roads. If that ant were dead and you were in the future where you came from, those roads and sidewalks would not be there because the ant is dead.
Oh, okay. So if you went forward in time to the future and you got to the future, far in the future, then when you came back to now, would you be traveling backwards in time?
Yes.
From that far future?
Yes, because you're traveling back to where you came
from. So then you get back to the present, you can't step on an ant because the future that you went to would be changed.
Yeah.
Well, let's change ant to some larger thing, like you stop the car accident, or you stop someone from eating somewhere.
Wait, no. I stopped the Titanic from sinking.
You stopped the Titanic from sinking.
Yeah.
So if you stopped the Titanic from sinking, you went back in time and said, hey, look, there's an iceberg, and you stopped the Titanic from sinking, what do you think would be the results of that?
There would be a Titanic in your presence.
Well, probably in a museum, but what about all the people who died on the Titanic? What would happen to them?
They would be old.
And they would have children and grandchildren, right?
Yeah.
And great-grandchildren.
And they could tell, and everybody would know more about it.
Well, yeah, but think about this. You took one ant away from the past, and it changed everything. So what happens when you add 2,000 families and children and grandchildren to a timeline where they weren't there? What happens when their children, so it becomes like 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 extra people wandering around? That changes things?
That changes things.
So,
because there's new people that nobody has ever seen. And they just came out of randomly came out of nowhere.
So you went back to the Titanic and changed it. Then you would travel to the future, which is the present, to your right now, right? Come back
right
to now. Now things would be totally different, right?
Right.
Right. But you would have no memory of that, right?
Right.
Because you would remember it how it was.
Yeah.
So you think it would be super different, a little different, not as different?
It depends on what you change and what you don't change. So if you change something, just if you don't change like a huge thing, then it would be not, the present would be not so changed. Now, if you change something huge, like maybe set a building on fire, then the present would be totally different. You'd probably be in jail because.
So you think that adding a whole bunch of extra people, 10,000 extra people to a timeline, is not as destructive as one change of a building or something?
Well,
think about all the people that each of those people run into. The one person, you know, they meet somebody, they go to school, they marry somebody, those people have parents, they have friends, they're friends of those friends. Like, that's a lot, right?
Yeah.
So would you say that it would be a good thing for time or a bad thing for time, oh great Omega, to stop the Titanic from sinking?
Bad.
Bad.
Because time isn't supposed to be messed with. Because if you mess with time, then it's not just your future you're messing with. It's other people's lives. If people are rich or they have progress and they're really super nice, they might if you change something, be the most grumpiest people in the world and hug everything and not share.
Yes. All right. So, time travel, changing things bad. Can you time travel to the past and not change things? Like, is there? Can you just wander around and just be careful?
Yes, you gotta wander around and make sure you're not caught, and make sure you don't kill anything, and make no footprints, or else they'll know that somebody was here.
All right. So aside from the Titanic, Omega, where would you like to go in the past to time travel? Is there anywhere that you would find interesting?
Maybe the time when they sent the first people to land on the moon and plant a flag on the moon.
Would you want to be on the moon, or would you want to be on Earth watching it?
On the moon, because then I could see Mars and all the planets. And I can maybe see an alien UFO.
Well, that's funny, because that's what we're going to be talking about next week. So if you went to the past, you'd want to go to the moon landing, which is July 30th, 1969, I believe. How far in the future would you like to go if you could go into the future? Because in Back to the Future, he goes 30 years into the future. How far would you like to go? 10 years, 20 years, 100 years?
Far enough where they made colonies on Mars.
Oh, so you could go to the colony on Mars. So
yeah.
How far in the future do you think that will be?
I don't know. Maybe in like 100 million thousand years.
100 million thousand years.
I'm just kidding. No, like 100 years.
So in 100 years, do you believe there's going to be colonies on Mars?
Yes, maybe even less.
All right. So now, time travel using an apparatus. That's okay. Time travel, step into a portal. That's okay. Let me ask you this question, oh great Omega. If you were to freeze yourself right now and wake up 100 years in the future, just like yourself, would that be time traveling?
Yes.
Yes. Even though time would have progressed normally.
Yeah. But you're the same as you were. It's like you freeze yourself, you're just frozen in time. You're the only one frozen in time, and then the other people. And then you're hidden. Then 100 years later, you're in your same self. All the people that you know are dead because they got old and died. And then nobody would know you. You'd be alone. You'd be wandering.
Would you try to find your children and grandchildren?
I'd try, but I'd have no idea what they look like. If you were like a kid, then you would be wandering in the middle of nowhere.
Well, yeah, that's true. So you're saying if you could freeze time for you, and then everything else would move forward. So that's a good idea to travel in time forward, is freezing time for you, and then coming out of the time freeze when you felt like it.
Like when the ice melted or something, like if you were in the desert.
Well, I'm not even talking about like actual ice melting. If there was some apparatus that could stop time just for you and other time could go forward. What if you could stop time? And because I think there was there a DuckTales episode? There was some episode where they stopped time and they could just walk around and everything was frozen. What if you could stop time? If you had a special watch that could just stop everything, you could just wander around a time-stopped world.
The people who were like really super bad, I'd take a cop, then make them cuff them, and maybe take the person's hand and make them stick it up their nose, like they're picking their nose or something. Yeah.
Yeah, and so you'd go 100 years in the future for Mars landing, and in the past you'd go back to the moon landing, and if you could stop time, you'd stop the bad guys by putting their finger up their nose, and so how far back would you go? Like, would you go see dinosaurs if you could travel back in time? Like,
sure. I I'd go anywhere that I want to. The time of Jesus or dinosaurs, Megalodon, and kill him.
You'd go back and kill Megalodon.
And then bring him into the future and eat him.
Bring Megalodon to the future. All right, so last question, Omega, before we end today's episode of The Omega Opinion. Do you think that time travel is possible, and do you think that we as humans will ever realize time travel?
I don't think it is possible yet, but I think us humans will create it in the future.
So if the future time travel happens in the future, doesn't that mean that time travel has happened already? Because if they went to the past,
time travel, it looks like it's happened, but it's not. It hasn't happened. Like, some people feel like it's happened. Like, I was watching this show, so they were walking down a sidewalk and then they went back in time for like a couple seconds and then went back. They think that, but it's probably just a dream.
Okay, so you believe that time travel will happen. It hasn't happened yet. You would love to go back.
And some people have claimed that they've done it.
So what do you think of those people? Like, because there are people on YouTube right now, there are people out there who say they are time travelers. What do you think? Do you think that if you were a time traveler, would you tell everybody that you're a time traveler? Would you let the world know that you were a time traveler?
No, because then everybody in the whole entire world would ask me random things, and I would get pretty annoyed.
But wouldn't it also, like, affect the future, don't
you
think? Yeah. Okay, so you disagree. So should there be some kind of time police? So, like, if somebody has a time machine and they're using it for bad, should there be some kind of time police squadron somewhere in the future, trying to protect the timeline?
Nah, if time travel would be a thing in the future, just don't make it, because that's easy. You can make it yourself, but there should be at least police that can track you down if they're trying to build a time machine.
So what if somebody bad gets a hold of a time machine and starts doing bad things? Who is going to stop them?
Some super jet, so they would fly overhead, and then they would drop a bomb, and then it would hit the dude's head, and they would explode.
Wow, interesting. Okay, so time police, yes?
Yes, in case somebody makes it in time, and the jet and the bomb doesn't make it to their head in time. So, if they go back right, like, a second before it hits their head, like, if they, like, then there would be police squadrons, and every year, like, there'd be a police society, like, two stations in each state, continent, each city. Yeah, two stations in each city. And then if they... And then they could track people that sent back in time, and then those people could arrest them and send them back to their time and put them in a jail where if you touch the bars, then you get electrocuted to your death.
All right, so what is your favorite time travel movie, Omega?
Back to the Future 3 because of trains.
Back to the Future. Would you want to go to the Old West?
Sure. If I got to make a train derail,
a time train.
Yeah, I at the end. So the train runs off a bridge, and Doc is stuck back in that time, and Marty is in the DeLorean and is able to go back where it came from. Now Doc. Somehow, he found the technology in the Old West to turn that train into a time machine.
Where did he get that technology? What?
I have no idea.
Could it be from the hoverboard that was left behind?
Maybe.
All right. So, Omega, please give us your final thoughts on time travel.
I think it should be illegal and not a thing in the future.
If it was possible, would you do it?
No. Because I'm not ruining other people's future. Or past. Or present.
All right, Omega. Let me ask you, what are we going to talk about next week?
Aliens.
Aliens and ancient astronauts?
Yes.
Yes, and that should be a really good show. So, is there any final thing that you have to say before we close this out?
No.
All right. Well, thank you guys for joining us on the first show of the Omega Opinion Time Travel. We learned a lot today about time travel and what the Omega thinks about time travel. He says that it should be illegal and he shouldn't do it, but he would like to see the moon landing, which is really, really cool. So next week we will talk about aliens and ancient aliens, and it should be about the same time. But until then, you have a great Groundhog Day. I am the Alpha.
I am the Omega.
And we will see you guys next time on the Omega Opinion on the World Generation Podcast Network. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.